Moving on, the ringgit ended marginally higher against the US dollar yesterday after Bank Negara Malaysia BNM increased the overnight policy rate OPR by 25 basis points to 2.5% at its fifth monetary policy meeting yesterday. At 6 p.m. yesterday, the local currency rose to 4.5010 against the greenback from yesterday's close of 4.5020. To comment further on this OPR high and ringgit depreciation, we have Han Yu, CEO Ringgit Plus. All right, let's start off with OPR hike to 2.5% by Bank Negara. This is still below pre-pandemic level. So what's your target until next year? And will we see lower loan application?
Good morning, Nabila. I think Bank Negara themselves have given us a clue as to where OPR is headed. Right? So they raised three times in the last 4 months, May, July, September. They will likely do again in November, and I expect at least another one in January when it comes. And Bank Negara, the governor herself, Madam Governor, she said she's going to do it gradually and step by step. So she's given us a clue there that it's going to be normalized. And so far, the banks have not reported any disruptions in terms of loan approvals. Loan growth looks to be on track this year for just a regular growth year, so no issue there.
One of the reasons why OPR is up is one, because economy is doing well, 8.9%. This is also to curb spending and cool down inflation. Consumer spending has reached double digit at 18.3% as compared to normal 7%. However, many sees that hiking OPR alone is not enough to cool down inflation, as the root cause is the disruption in the supply chain. What's your take on this?
Yeah, it's a tough spot for Bank Negara, I think. They have to do something. They cannot do nothing. On one hand, they could just sit there and wait for supply chains to start normalizing. But waiting means more pain for the rakyat, right? Because by waiting for supply chains to fix itself, it could take months. It could take another 6 months to 1 year. I don't think not just the economy, but the rakyat can take any much more of this extremely high inflation for that much longer. So Bank Negara had to act. They at least could fix the demand part of the equation. And then hopefully supply comes back later in the year.
Hi Han, talking about the future, will we see Bank Negara has more room to take prevention and appropriate measure to face future challenges and crisis?
Yeah, I think Nabila or Haris, you mentioned it earlier, right? Which is, it was 3% pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
So they have a little bit more room versus a normalized interest rate, I guess to call it. So they have some more room, but they really have to watch two things. One, consumer demand. And the thing to watch is next Monday, where Statistics Malaysia issues out the wholesale and retail trade to just make sure that it's still going strong. If it's strong, Bank Negara has more room to increase further. Strong meaning, in June it was 133 billion. Part of that was the EPF special withdrawals, but part of that is also the strong domestic demand from our recovery, our opening of the economy. So Bank Negara has to watch those numbers. If it still stays strong, they have room to go further.
Now let's take a look at our ringgit performance. Ringgit recorded its lowest value since 1998 this week. So what is up with our ringgit, and can our strong economy fundamental offset the external factors?
Yeah, I think it's a tough one for currencies globally, not just the ringgit. But we're hit because we're a heavily trading nation, right? So we're dependent on these kind of trades. I think Bank Negara is doing what they can. As interest rates go up, We will see a bit of support for the ringgit, I think. But the reason why ringgit has gone down versus just the US dollar is mainly, the US Fed has outright said we're going to hike rates very, very aggressively. And Bank Negara can't be quite as aggressive, but we have to try and follow as much as we can to make sure that the differences in interest rate isn't too high, which then causes outflow of ringgit to things like US dollar, which are higher interest rates there, right? So I think that's what we need to watch. Hopefully the Fed does a couple more hikes, but starts slowing down from there. Otherwise, it might really run away from us. For us, it's the keys to watch, not just ringgit US, but ringgit versus our local counterparts, right? So if you look at Thai baht's down 10% versus the ringgit because they are slow to increase interest rates. The peso in Philippines is down 10% versus ringgit in last year because they are also slow to raise interest rates. So I think Bank Negara is, you know, doing what they can to support the ringgit as much as they can, and hopefully we come out of this not too painfully.
Mm-hmm. And the question now is, will we see ringgit depreciation further this year and next year?
It's difficult to say where it's going in the short term. We might see a little more weakness, I think, because the Fed in the US is so strong in increasing their own interest rate. But, you know, long term, our fundamentals look to be improving in terms of our economic performance. So there should be some ringgit strength beyond the short term, say 3 to 6 months, right? But it could be a bumpy 3 to 6 months before things get better for us.
Han, we have less than a minute. How consumers should brace for impact, and what are some of the things they should focus on in managing their finance?
Yeah, I think the one thing I tweeted out yesterday was, for every 25 basis point increase in the OPR, we can expect our floating loan installments to go up as well. How much? Best way to look at it is, for every 100,000 ringgit of installment you have, it's about 14 or 15 ringgit, right? So if you have a 500,000 ringgit loan, home loan, for example, you can expect things to go up by 70 ringgit in this coming month, and maybe another two more times in the next 6 months. So brace for that. Prep that for that 70 ringgit every 500,000 ringgit loan that you have.
Mm-hmm. All right, Han, last one and also a quick one. What's the impact towards our MSMEs that are recovering from pandemic and other external factors?
I think for SMEs, which are exporters, it's great news, right, in terms of the economic recovery as well as the slightly weaker ringgit. But those SMEs who are in the exporting line need to just plan ahead, make sure they hedge their risks, and keep themselves going in this choppy time before the ringgit hopefully starts appreciating again next year. In general, just buckle down. If you've got increase in your loan installments, you've got to find savings elsewhere. There's just no two ways about it.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you so much, Han Liu, CEO of Ringgit Plus, for your delightful insights. And we're going to continue with the next story.